Hey YouTube, Laughing Witch is going to do another video, and it's brilliant. We have to watch it together. Listen to this.
Hey YouTube, it's Laughing Witch. I'm going to do another video. I want to cover Sargon's last video where he redefines liberalism, and I want to start off by
I redefine liberalism, which is actually not what I did. I actually defined progressivism, but let's carry on.
Talking about, he's claiming he's a liberal, but everything he believes is conservative.
Except for those things I believe that are liberal.
Except his support for women's right to choose an abortion and unions, even though he constantly slams collectivism, which...
which isn't liberal.
Which is the definition of unions.
No, it's not, you fucking idiot. A group is not collectivist. Individuals can form groups, Laughing Witch.
So, my theory here, going into this, is that he's gotten money from the Heritage Foundation.
Boom! Conspiracy revealed! Shit.
And I'm going to tell you why I think that.
I also
want to point out, this is why he wants Gamergate to come to an end, because he wants to catapult into some position where he can get paid by these right-wingers to make videos.
Okay, right. You think that everyone who supports me on Patreon is right-wing. Therefore, by your logic, I am already being paid by right-wingers to make videos. But the thing is, I want Gamergate to end because it was a scandal. Gamergate was a scandal. The scandal is long over, and a bunch of objectives have been achieved, and people in Gamergate don't really seem to know what to do next. And I think rather than kind of flailing around, you know, desperately looking for something to spend time on, I think it's just best to call it, you know, just say, hey, yeah, look, we've done, you know, it's over. We did a good job. We endured the slings and arrows for over a year. And we took this all the way to the Society of Professional Journalists, who did confirm that, yes, the gaming press is fucking shit. So, you know, that I think that's pretty much as good as we were going to get with Gamergate. We've got that. I don't see what purpose it serves. But anyway, let's carry on.
And I just want you to understand, if you remember the Tea Party, that was an AstroTurf situation where they went out and they paid people to go out, have these town hall meetings, feed these people lunch, put them in buses, and then drive them out to protest.
The mysterious they. Who did this, Laughing Witch? I mean, I was under the impression the Tea Party movement was kind of a grassroots libertarian movement against right-wing authoritarianism. But, I mean, I'm no expert on the Tea Party. Clearly, you are.
They did everything they could to fund the Tea Party, which is now destroying the Republicans.
They, though. Who is this they? What is it, like the Koch brothers or something?
And I'm arguing that his claim he's a liberal is like I'm saying I'm a classical Republican. Because the Republicans used to be for everybody's civil rights, including women's rights. And now they're against all of it, including voting rights. So he's as much a liberal is defined today as I'm a Republican as Republican is defined today.
Okay, Laughing Witch, you have to understand, I'm not American. America isn't the center of the world. Now, being a progressive, I would have thought you would have known about your privilege living in the global north, especially in the richest country in the world. I would have thought you would have checked it. But you didn't. In Britain, a liberal is someone who is on the left. A classical liberal is someone who is very much on the left and very much concerned with individual rights. I mean, in Britain, it's hard to find someone really on the right. We're all on the left to a certain degree in Britain. You should hear how our Conservative Party is acting. They have described themselves as the champion of gay rights and women's rights. They have become very much centre-left. But you're American, so you think you know everything, and you're the center of the earth.
And he's not a liberal, and I'm not a Republican.
No, you're crazy, and I am a liberal.
He's playing games with words, but he's doing so he can appeal to the largest amount of people, because he's trying to take whatever little bit of army he ginned up with Gamergate and shoehorn it into whatever these people are paying him. And that's what I'm...
What does that even mean? I'm trying to reach as many people as possible. Well, I suppose I am, yeah. I mean, isn't everyone... Aren't you trying to do that? Why wouldn't I be trying to reach as many people as possible?
Saying he doesn't have to report that on his Patreon. He can take money from them. I'm sure he'll report it on his taxes. And this isn't wrong of him. He is building something for himself and for his family. But the point being is he, especially with this election coming up in America, is playing a role in the right-wing AstroTurf movement to create this false dichotomy. They want to say that the Democrats are playing identity politics, and Sargon's entire existence is a giant game of identity politics.
Okay, the Democrats are playing identity politics. They very much are. Hillary Clinton's little rainbow H, everything about it, identity politics. Especially given her flip-flopping on the issue. But no, I am not playing identity politics. I am addressing the issues directly. I am not saying it's because I'm a white man that this is the case. I'm saying it's because you guys are sociopathic racists that this is the case. Do you understand?
But only for white men. Remember?
See? You don't understand.
Remember, his channel is the white men's oppression channel.
No, white men are not being oppressed. I'm really sick of the use of the word oppression. I reserve the word oppression for people who are, I don't know, enslaved or in death camps or something like that. Oppression is a word that really is bandied around far too much. Inconveniencing someone is not oppressing them.
All the white men are so held down. They're so held back. So we're going to listen to what he says. I'm not going to play every single bit of it. I'm not going to address when he goes into philosophy because I...
You don't understand it.
I believe the script was written for him.
That's why you think it's written for me, Laughing Witch, because you don't understand it.
He usually doesn't talk this way, and he has, at best, a high school education that just...
How would you know what my education is? How would you know? I went to university, you know. But no, nobody wrote the script for me. What you have to understand, Laughing Witch, is I wrote the script for myself. And normally, don't get me wrong, I am lazy. Normally I don't bother. But with these series of videos, I'm taking the time to write a script. Because, drumroll, and I don't have a... I'm going to fucking destroy you. I'm going to destroy your ideological position. It's going down. Because it's wrong. It is inherently... Well, I mean, it actually is oppressive. That's the thing. I mean, you obviously don't care that there's a woman advising the Australian government and Australian corporations to simply fire half of the male CEOs for simply being born male. And then hiring women ones to replace them just because they were born women. I know you don't understand that that is deeply illiberal. I know you don't. I don't know you don't get it. It's very progressive, though, and that's the difference.
I mean, he can't read, but he's talking like he deeply understands the stuff. But I also think it sounds like a murky word salad.
That's because you don't understand it. I understand it completely. I fucking wrote it.
Something where you're tempted to look into it, but it would take you months to get the data to come back on this.
No, it doesn't take months. All the sources are there. You can read them for yourself. It would take you an afternoon, maybe. Well, it would take you months, but it would take your average person an afternoon.
I'm just going to leave that for... If anybody listens to that part of it and wants to make a comment, I'll listen to it, but I'm probably just going to cut it out. So I'm going to play the parts I want to respond. I know some other people want to do some responses. But the fact that he's going to do a series tells me that he's trying to mobilize what followers he still has. Because you have to be aware, declaring Gamergate is dead has hurt him on some level.
What level is that exactly? I mean, I can't imagine what level that is. I mean, if I just have a quick look. I'm on 185,000 subscribers. Gamergate, I would say, is probably about 50,000 people who, in the totality of it, cared about the issue. My Gamergate videos get around 50 or 60,000 views, and, or did. And that's the number of subscribers on Kotaku in Action. I don't think Gamergate is all that big, and I don't think Gamergate is anywhere near the size of my channel. I think everyone would probably prefer it if it was, but it's not.
But he also wants it to stop because he cannot be a legitimate right-wing, you know, Rush Limbaugh light if he doesn't put a stop to the craziness. So let's...
I'm in no way worried about being Rush Limbaugh light. I'm never going to be backed by the right wing because I'm not religious. In fact, I find religions antiquated.
Take a listen to what he has to say.
If you follow politics, particularly if you are left-leaning, you have probably become aware of the emergent...
Okay, I'm not gonna sit and go through her, like, bumbling around and failing to understand anything that I've said, because I can't really stand to listen to my own voice. But okay, let's have a quick look at the comments. Let's see. Whirling Wolves. Whether he's being paid or not is ultimately irrelevant to me in regards to Sargon the Fraud is a liberal. He most definitely fucking isn't. Really. Personally, he could not be being paid at all and just perpetually adjust his talking points to where he sees his crowd of paid Patreons going and the means by which he can help steer them further and further to the goddamn right. Look, right, I actually don't know who backs me on Patreon. I don't know. There's like 350 people or so. And I don't know who these people are. And all I can do is say thank you for caring so much about what I'm doing as to want to back me. I don't know who these 350 individuals are and what their individual motives for backing me are. But I love this. Every single time I fucking force myself to listen to one of his videos, I hear right-wing talking point after right-wing talking point come out of his fat face. Hey, look, right? My fat face doesn't project right-wing talking points. I project liberal talking points. It's just you aren't a liberal. So you don't understand that. Postmodernism. Yeah, now I know he didn't write this. Hey, well, you know, I guess you'll know I don't write the rest of the series that buries your idiotic ideology. The last part was particularly dangerous, though. The idea that women working alongside men and being financially independent is somehow oppressed to men. That is absolutely not what I said. That's absolutely not what I said. What I said is that injustices are going to be perpetrated on men, individual men, who have worked very, very hard to get to the very, very prestigious positions they have achieved, just because women have not done the same. Women can do the same, and a small percentage of women do the same. But that's not good enough. That's not 50-50. And so now, these men who have worked very hard and earned what they have are going to lose what they have because they aren't fucking women. That is an injustice. If you can't see how that's an injustice, you are a fucking freak. I love this. He has not got a fucking clue what he's talking about. Seriously, maybe Irini wrote the script. No, Irini did not write the script. I wrote the script. Lol, my husband's... Well, listen to this. We're not as powerful as we used to be. We are the black people. Nerf them. I don't even know what that means. Greg Doherty. Okay, this is paranoid. This is beyond paranoid, Greg. This is wild. Oh, hey, this is a good one. Liberal has changed meaning in America. It hasn't in Britain. British liberals are what Americans would call classical liberals, while American liberals are what Britons would call social democrats. People like the Heritage Foundation have zero presence in the UK, and Sargon is a nobody. I would be amazed if they were paying him. I would too, and I would love to know how much. That said, you're spot on about the emergence of a white identity. It's happening not just in America, but in Europe too. I don't think Sargon is right in blaming the neoliberals for it, though. To me, it sounds like a typical reactionary response to progressive gains. I'm not blaming neoliberals, which I'm assuming are the conservative right in America. I've heard them described as neoliberal. I think it's neo-progressives who are responsible for this, and it's because they're so busy attacking this non-existent white identity. And personally, I don't think that white is an identity, and I don't think black should be an identity. I don't think Hispanic should be an identity. I don't think any of these things should be something to which people identify. But, you know, but yeah, no, I am a nobody. I'm not anyone important, and I don't have any idea about anything around the Heritage Foundation other than they're a right-wing think tank, and they had an adequate definition for neo-progressivism. I love David Holman. A liberal agrees with something the conservatives say. He must be a paid shill. Shun him. Shun him. Oh, I'm like Charlie the Yukon. Your autism symptoms are out of control. It's important to note that the Heritage Foundation is neoconservative and does not represent true conservatism. Sargon seems to have become something of neoconservative lately. In one video, he equated being anti-Israel to hating all Jews. No, no, I haven't. Fucking where have I done this? I don't think being anti-Israel is equivalent to hating all Jews. I am very much against a lot of the things Israel does. I don't hate Jews. What the fuck are you on about? Oh, Bruce Barter, my favourite. This guy thinks that I should be in jail. Saga made a key misquotation. Miss Smith Gander is also the president of the Chief Executive Women Group, says reach target eventual bigger target 50-50 representation of women on business boards and senior roles. Capable men would have to make way for capable women. Leaving out the capable is key. No, Bruce. It doesn't matter whether they're fucking capable. What matters is that men who have earned their position are going to be fired for nothing more than being men. Fucking, I'm not reading the rest of Bruce's comment. He is incapable of representing anything accurately. If a person has to be paid to front ideals and beliefs, who is paying you? Who's paying you to ask who's paying you to for saying Mr. S is being paid, huh? Where is my money? Good question. But excluding business from women from business isn't an injustice. There are no injustices involved from women being... No, look, they're not being fucking excluded, you idiots. They haven't tried to achieve CEO status. And we know this because they fucking aren't there. And it's hard work. You know, you're going to have to work fucking 60, 70 hours. You're going to have to make sacrifices. And unsurprisingly, most people don't do that. And most of the people who don't do that are women. And slightly less of those people are men. And that's the reason you have more CEOs that are men than women. Fucking, I love you guys. You can't accurately represent anything, which is why you're always going to look fucking incompetent. Was there not Samurai Goomba? Yeah, let's get some sense, buddy. I would doubt Sargon is being paid by any official organization, but I bet a lot of his Patreon supporters are traditionalist conservative crowds who tend to be anti-feminist. He says shit like, capitalism is not a class system. It's not a class system. It's an economic system. If it was a class system, how could class mobility be possible under capitalism, Samurai? Just how would that be possible if it was a system of classes? It's like the feudal system was a class system, right? It was very difficult to move between classes in the feudal system. In fact, I think the only place I really know about it happening is in medieval England, after some man-at-arms had distinguished himself on the battlefield and became a knight. It was knighted by the king. That never happened in France. I'm not aware of it happening in Germany or Spain. Probably it might have done, but it certainly didn't happen in France. But no, capitalism is a class system, mate. I mean, it's not in any way distinguishing classes. Classes exist independently of capitalism. And in fact, capitalism gives people a method for moving from class to class. But no, you know best, buddy. Is Sargon trying to say that because not everyone in a minority group experiences the same amount of discrimination, any effort to generalize discrimination faced by that group is dishonest? No. I'm saying you can't simply say black people have it like this. Has this stupid motherfucker never heard of the concept of average? Well, maybe, but when you're dealing with an individual, you're rarely going to be dealing with an individual who falls on the exact average. So what's the point of using it when talking about individuals? Sargon's pronunciation of Melbourne it reveals the true extent of how American he wants to be. I do not want to be an American, thank you. I just don't know how Australians pronounce Melbourne, Lord Cuck. He blamed progressives on creating all the labels of race and gender, etc. No, I didn't. At the very least, he appears to be a right-wing shill, very much. I've got sugar daddy for sure. Wow. I look, Sargon the Patrol, yes. Yes. Well, at least you're honest with your method of attack. The straw man still image was perfect. Fallacious arguments are rarely so pointed out by their own abusers. So, yeah, I could carry on. So, but I'm not going to. I just, these people are idiots. But I just thought it was quite amusing to show you how, guys, I'm being paid by the Heritage Foundation. I'm some sort of terrible, terrible right-wing shill. I'm so sorry. I had no idea. And when I was writing that script, it turns out that someone else was writing that script. And I have another one coming, which I think you'll particularly enjoy. And I'm sure that someone else will have written that script too.